From Learfield Sports on the Clemson Tigers Sports Network, this is Clemson Basketball, brought to you by Carolina Ford Dealers, proud sponsors of Clemson Basketball. Go further, delivered by UPS. Let UPS put the power of logistics to work for you. Try a game changer of your own, Coke Zero, because you don't know zero till you've tried it. Bojangles. Tailgate everything with Bojangles Big Bow Box. It's bow time. And by Queenville Health System, advancing healthcare for generations. The tip is moments away. Here's Tony Castricone and Tim Bray.
Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to The Well in downtown Greenville, where the Clemson Tigers hope to keep a four-game ACC winning streak afloat. They're 4-1 in the league and second in the conference. Today, the challenge is the eighth-ranked Miami Hurricanes, who are 13-2 on the year, 2-1 in the league. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Solid Orange Clemson Basketball from Learfield Sports. The starting lineups for today's game are brought to you by Phillips Staffing. And for the Miami Hurricanes, Angel Rodriguez will run the point. He's one of the best on-ball defenders in the country. He's fourth in the ACC in steals. He's also a guy that can shoot and distributes the rock very well. Keep an eye on the fifth-year senior transfer out of Kansas State, who was the MVP in San Juan at the Puerto Rico Invitational. Sheldon McClellan, one of the best scorers in the ACC, 14th in the league in points per game, but his efficiency is out of control. He's a Naismith watchlist guy. He'll play the two spot. Also at the three, Devon Reed, 6'6 junior out of Ewing, New Jersey, who was on the NIT All-Tournament team a year ago as Miami made its run to the championship game of that event. The four spot goes to Kamari Murphy, 6'8 junior out of Brooklyn, an Oklahoma State transfer. And at center, Tanya Jakiri, who had a career-high 17 rebounds and a career-high 5 block shots when these two teams met in Coral Gables 1 year ago. For the Clemson Tigers, the starter at the point guard spot, yep, we've got two point guards, we've got two guards. Jordan Roper, Avery Holmes, pretty interchangeable. Roper, a pretty good distributor of the rock. He's third in the ACC in assist-to-turnover ratio. Avery Holmes is one of the better three-point shooters in the conference, 40% in that category. Dante Grantham has been very good as of late, averaging 11 points per game during this winning streak. He plays the three spot. Jerron Blossom game is 16th in the league in scoring, 11th in rebounding, and 8th in block shots. He'll be at the four, and Landry Noko, coming off his sixth career double-double against Duke, will be the starting center at 6'10". He's a senior out of Cameroon. Tigers, of course, led by head coach Brad Brownell in his sixth year on the job, 101 wins, 79 losses. 268 career wins for Brad, assisted by Mike Winicki, Steve Smith, and Richie Riley. Jim Larranega, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, 104 wins and 51 losses in his fifth year at Coral Gables. 574 career wins has him tied with Lon Kruger and one ahead of Bill Self on the all-time list. Clemson wins every day with the right talent in the lineup. Phillips Staffing will put the right people in your company's lineup, too. Go to PhillipsStaffing.com to get blue-chip talent today. Time now for the UPS logistics of the game, highlighting the key matchup, Tim.
I think the key matchup is going to be the men in the middle, Jakiri and Landry Noko. Landry's coming off a terrific game, but Jakiri is a much bigger, stronger player than anybody the Duke had on the inside. So it's going to be interesting. It's got to keep Landry out of foul trouble. Of course, Sidy Jete is a very capable replacement, and this might be the type of game where Jete is more effective than Noko is, but we'll see what happens.
Today's logistics of the game are delivered to you by UPS. From figuring it out to getting it done, UPS is here to help. Visit solvers.ups.com to learn more. You take a look at the right end zone here. I mean, there's a lot of people all the way up toward the top. They're starting to fill in here at the Well. Four-game winning streak will do that as the Tigers get ready to play another nationally ranked team. It's the Miami Hurricanes, who come out in the green road tops and bottoms. Orange lettering, white trim. Clemson in the home, white tops and bottoms. Orange lettering, purple trim. Roger Ayers, Bill Covington Jr., and Tim Kelly are officiating crew today. This is the 23rd meeting all time. Clemson leads the series 12 games to 10. At home, Clemson has a 6-2 series lead. They last met on February 8th last year at the Bank United Center. Miami won 56-45. Jakiri against Noko at center circle. The ball's into the air, and we're underway with Miami controlling the tap. They'll operate from left to right, and Clemson will come out in a man-to-man to start things off. Here's Devon Reed standing on the ball high on the right. They'll throw between the rings for Sheldon McClellan, a dynamic scorer matched up on by Grantham here in the early going. Throws to center court stripe, and Rodriguez had to go right back to the line to save that from going into the backcourt. Drives on Holmes, who sticks with him. A fadeaway jump shot is short, and the ball battled for and won by the Clemson Tigers. Noko tapped it away from Jakiri over to Blossom Game, and the Tigers force Miami one and done. Noko on the right block, powers his way in against Jakiri. Turn around with the right hand off the mark with a baby hook and a rebound for Miami. Both teams 0 for 1.
Jakiri did a good job of forcing Noko further away from the basket than normal.
Yeah, he ended up putting that shot up from about 10 to 12 feet, Tim. That's outside of Noko's comfort zone.
Yeah.
McClellan from the top of the key will throw left side. Intercepted by Jordan Roper. Up the right sideline, 2-on-2. Rope straight to the basket. Lays it up right of the rim. A pick six for Jordan Roper. And the Tigers strike first. A 2-0 lead for Clemson.
And that was something that Coach Burnell was worried about happening to Clemson. And now the Tigers get the first one.
Miami with the basketball. They feed the post on the left side. Jakiri backs his way down against Landry Noko. Turnaround. Shot goes up off the window, and that's just 7 foot size, putting the ball high above his head and using the window to his advantage. A 2-2 ball game as Landry Noko is the second best shot blocker in the ACC, but he still couldn't get after that one. 2-2 the score. Dante Grantham, top of the key, working against Reed here in a man-to-man for Miami. They'll establish Noko down low. Nice job reversing it. Tried to put up a reverse layup that was blocked away by Jakiri. And here comes Miami in the other direction. 2-2 the score, a minute and a half into the game. Angel Rodriguez darts to his left, stops at the elbow, whips it right side. Showing the ball is Murphy. Murphy will lob it back out to McClellan, standing on the paw. Drives on Jordan Roper. Roper sticks with him defensively. A fadeaway jumper from the right side is good. A long jump shot from about 18 feet. Roper did everything he could to stick with him, but McClellan has 5 extra inches. He used it to his advantage, and Miami leads 4-2. Avery Holmes at the right point. Picks up his dribble, offers right side to Dante Grantham, who's shooting it well at home recently. Get it out top to Blossom Game. Blossom Game spins against the defender, puts it up, it pinballs out, but an early foul against Jakiri, I think. And that foul will be the first of the game against Miami, and you wouldn't mind seeing Tanya Jakiri get into foul trouble because, you know, as good as their guards can score it, Tim, I think Jakiri is the problem child for Clemson tonight.
Well, yeah, especially when the way Clemson likes to penetrate on shots like that.
And they gave it to Murphy.
Oh.
Murphy picks up his first foul of the game, a swish from Blossom Game on the free throw. Sorry about that. As Blossom Game's 80% at the free throw stripe in ACC play, he connects on the first. His second is good as well. 4-4 score between Clemson and Miami, 2 minutes and 13 seconds into the game. Kamari Murphy picks up his first foul. Tanya Jakiri has it top of the key against Landry Noko. Dribbles over to the left wing. Handoff goes over to McClellan. Now a switch. Jakiri was open for a moment. Noko is able to close on him. Jakiri has it left baseline. Backs his way down with 10 on the shot clock. Against Noko. Puts it up. It's contested. Pinballs out. Nice defense by Landry. Did it without fouling, too. And a rebound for Clemson.
And both centers are going without any help from anybody else.
Yeah, one-on-one basketball so far. Holmes drives right of the paint. Picks up his dribble. Poked away by Rodriguez. Holmes recollects it. And he's able to bounce it out to Blossom Game at the top of the key.
Got quick hands on those
he
Miami
sure
guards.
He sure does, man. Rodriguez fourth in the ACC in steals. Holmes finds Blossom Game left point. Drives left to the paint. Muscles up a shot. It's off the mark. Noko plays volleyball. It ends up in the hands of Blossom Game, who cleans it up right over the front of the rim. And the Tigers take the lead 6-4 as Blossom Game has 4 points, 2 rebounds in the early going.
And Landry Noko's volleyball action kept that alive, allowed Blossom Game to get it.
Murphy goes right side over to Reed. Reed will lob it to the right baseline, and Murphy pulls up for a 15-footer and rattles it home. 6-6 the score here. 3.5 minutes into a well-contested game here, Tim. This is high-level basketball from both teams. Left side, it's Roper. Whips it to the right point, and Holmes. Bounce it down low to Noko. And you got to call that on Jakiri. He was leaning in like he was trying to bust past Landry Noko to try to sack the quarterback there. That was the kind of action you'll see in the trenches between these two teams next time they met in the football field. 16-23 to play here in the first half. Clemson 6, Miami 6, and Clemson inbound it from low on the right. Grantham will get it to Noko. Noko from about 18 feet out, a little uncomfortable, so he'll zing it out top to Holmes. Now left side, Blossom Game drives inside, a reverse layup falls off the rim. Offensive rebound by Landry Noko. Well contested by Miami's defense, but Noko was there for the rebound. Roper has it on the right wing. Throws to the top of the key in Blossom Game. Jab step. Now he drives left of the painted area and lays it up with a right hand from left of the rim. A half dozen for Blossom Game early here. 8-6 the Clemson lead. Beautiful drive.
And the book on Blossom Game is to make him go right, but he scored from the left that time.
Rodriguez will drive inside. Puts up a floater pass to Jakiri, who missed the layup, and a rebound for Clemson. Here come the Tigers in the other direction, leading by two. It's 8-6 in favor of the Tigers. Roper from the top of the key. Around a screen from Noko. Whips it inside. Noko wasn't in position to catch that. And Miami takes it away. Here's Reed. hesitates, now drives, and a tough layup by Reed, high off the window over the outstretched swat attempt from Noko. It's 8-8. And again, can't say it enough, high-level basketball from both teams early here.
But interesting, both teams kind of going old style. This is like a game without the three-point line. Everybody's trying to get everything on the inside, and Miami now goes to the zone.
Holmes, left wing three, short. Rebound for Murphy, and here comes Miami in the other direction. Reed from high on the left works against Dante Grantham. Grantham goes through the screen. Throw out top to Murphy, now left wing Rodriguez against Jordan Roper in a man-to-man. Throw it to the left baseline, whip it out right wing. Reed will try a three, and he got it. And now he talks a little junk to Dante Grantham after a three-pointer. Miami to the lead by three, 11-8. Avery Holmes walks the ball up the floor, across center court stripe. Four guys waiting at the scorer's table, two from each team for the next stoppage of play. Holmes between the circles. Throws left wing for Jordan Roper. Roper waits for a screen to his right from Noko. Takes it, drives inside, bounce past the Blossom Game, who fumbled it along the left baseline, had it poked out of bounds by McClellan. It'll be Tiger basketball, timeout on the floor. 14-23 to play in the first half. Miami, 5-for-8 from the floor. They've made their only three-point attempt, and the Hurricanes have an 11-8 lead over the Clemson Tigers. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
Well, with three kids, it seems like I basically do two things these days. I grocery shop and I drive the kids around. We go to school, the dentist, the pediatrician, they're all playing soccer now. I'm in the car more than I'm out of it. But you know, thankfully, Philo gets that. They have this thing called Fuel Perks, and it combines the two things I seem to be doing the most of, grocery shopping and driving. I save on gas just by shopping for my groceries. It saves me money on the two things I do the most of. It's perfect.
We have a new player on the field, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And a snap. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz. That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
The University of South Carolina Gamecocks. The Clemson Tigers. These two haven't agreed on much since 1896. And this year, every Carolina-Clemson matchup is part of the inaugural certified SC-grown Palmetto Series. So while Gamecocks and Tigers each support their team, we can all support local farmers by purchasing certified SC-grown products. Follow your team at palmettoseries.com. It's a matter of taste.
Miami has made five of the last seven shots. They lead Clemson 11-8 here in the first half at Bonsecours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Every time the Tigers win this season, you'll win with Papa John's. The day after every Clemson victory, receive 50% off your online order at papajohns.com using promo code Clemson50. Offer valid at participating stores. Online only. A lot of free pizza recently. Tigers on a four-game winning streak. Miami just saw their eight-game winning streak come to an end when they went to Virginia. But, Tim, they're shooting a lot better than they did the other night.
Yeah, they're 5-for-8 from the floor so far. They have kind of struggled from the field in ACC play their first three games so far this year, just 42%. But they're lighting it up here so far. Tigers are 3-for-8.
Introducing the Tex-Mex Bacon Thick Burger with fire-roasted peppers and onions, smoky Santa Fe sauce, and thick-cut bacon on a 100% black Angus beef patty. That's new at Hardee's. 8 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Clemson basketball. Dante Grantham inbounding it from the left corner as Miami kind of switched up to a zone in that last possession here. They'll get it into Sidy Jete, who checks into the game. He drives by and scores over Newton. Left of the rim, Sidy Jete's been on the floor for 2 seconds. He's got 2 points, and the Tigers are within one.
Went right to the hoop off the inbound.
Gabe DeVoe checked in at that last stoppage of play as well. He's on the floor, giving a blow to Avery Holmes right now. Right wing, it's McClellan. McClellan will drive on Grantham and a foul against Grantham. He's frustrated because he called for a switch there and didn't get it in time. And that foul against Grantham will be the first against the Tigers in the game. Miami leading 11-10. 14 minutes left here in the first half. Sheldon McClellan, one of the leading scorers in the ACC, will inbound it to Jaquan Newton, 6'2 sophomore guard out of Philadelphia, who shouts out instructions with his right hand to set the Miami offense into motion. Newton will push a pass to McClellan, back to Newton at the left point, working against Jordan Roper. Shows the ball, pump fake on a three, now screen to his right from Jaquiri. Offer it left side over to Reed. Reed will feed Jaquiri on the left block, and he scores it over Sidi Jete. He is just as tough of matchup as Clemson's going to find this year. 4 points, two rebounds for Tanya Jaquiri. Grantham with a left wing three, a little bit long off the top of the backboard now, and then falls off, and McClellan with a rebound. Miami 13, Clemson 10. A lot up and down here recently. Lawrence will get it right corner and gets it back. Feeds Reed, pump fake, steps inside the arc, out top to Lawrence. Anthony Lawrence Jr., freshman out of St. Petersburg, onto the floor for the first time. Reed will scoop it over to Newton. Newton from high on the right, works against Jordan Roper. Drives to his right, kicks into the corner. Reed penetrates, floater, a little strong. Rebound, Jordan Roper. Springs in his shoes as he brings it into the front court. Clemson trailing by three. Screen to his left. Roper will whip it left corner. Blossom game for three. Off the mark. Ball fought for and won by Sidi Jete. Knocked out of bounds by Miami. Tigers save possession. 12:47 to go in the first half here. A little more up and down than maybe Clemson wants because Miami does such a good job of enforcing their tempo.
Right.
We'll see if Clemson can slow it up here as they're on the offensive end with a fresh 30 on the shot clock, trailing 13-10. Gabe DeVoe high on the left, into the left corner for Blossom Game. Back out top to Jordan Roper. Roper screened to his right from Jete. Finds DeVoe, right wing three, got it. Gabe DeVoe continues to be big in ACC play. He's now 7-for-14 in conference play, partner from the outside, and we're tied up at 13.
Yeah, the Tigers have missed their first three, and Miami has really clamped down on opposition on three-point shooting, so it's good to see one go down.
Newton from the left point, throws out top to Lawrence. Lawrence will scoop it over to McClellan. McClellan from the right point, steps into a three over Blossom Game and connects. McClellan was just 3-for-16 in ACC play before knocking out that bonus ball, and Miami leads by three, 16-13. There's Jordan Roper bringing the ball up the floor. Roper low to the ground as he works against Jaquan Newton. Gabe DeVoe now from high on the left. Gets a screen to his right. Throws into the right corner for Grantham. Grantham will spin it down to Blossom Game on the baseline. Squares up. Drives on Lawrence. Under the basket. Kicks left corner. Roper for three. Got it. Great offense by Clemson on the last two possessions. First it was a three from Gabe DeVoe. Now from Jordan Roper. Back-to-back triples. And we're tied at 16.
All about spacing.
Jaquiri at the top of the key. Uncomfortable out there. He pushes it past McClellan. Now offers him a screen. McClellan from the top. Underhand scoop to Reed. 10 on the shot clock. Pestered by Grantham. Reed will find Jaquiri high on the right. 5 to shoot. Out top McClellan. A 32-footer off the mark. And a rebound, Dante Grantham. Great defense by the Tigers, who bring the ball at the floor looking for a lead. It's 16-16. 11 minutes left here in the first half. A lot of high-octane action so far. Jordan Roper against what is now a man-to-man as Miami has switched back out of the zone. Left side, Dante Grantham. Grantham goes out top to Jete. Shows the ball as if he'll shoot it from 18 feet. Spins on Jaquiri. Puts up a shot. It was altered. Rebound Miami. Crafty ball handling by Jaquan Newton as he brings it up the floor in a tie ball game. He stops at the top of the key. Lobs down low to Jaquiri. Caught it too deep. Lost the basketball on his way up. Rebound by Lawrence. And a foul called against Clemson. And was that Jete who made the contact? Yeah. I think it was. That'll be his first. A timeout on the floor. 10:32 to go in the first half. 16-16. Clemson and Miami in a dogfight. This is Solid Orange Clemson Basketball from Learfield Sports.
Think about the last time you moved. Remember how you said you'd never do it alone again? We know moving is tough, but at 2 Men in a Truck, we make it easy. No matter the move, big or small, we'll make it a smooth one. We're the movers who care, and we'll prove it with our 96% referral rate and courteous background-checked movers. We're local and affordable, and we can help at a price that won't make you wish you'd done it on your own. When you're ready, give us a call. For home and business moving, call the movers who care. 2 Men in a Truck, 864-329-1228.
The score between Clemson and Miami, 10:32 to go here in the first half from Bonsecours Wellness Arena. We heard Brad Brownell say, Tim, in the pregame coverage that he really felt a big key to the game today was just running offense and not even necessarily worrying about what comes out of it statistically, just being crisp. What we saw on the last two possessions, an open three for DeVoe, an open three in the left corner for Jordan Roper, back-to-back triples, and the Tigers pull even.
Right, in both situations, initial penetration to the middle is what opened things up from the outside. We haven't seen Clemson do a lot of that this year. A lot of the three-point shots have come on passes around the perimeter, but those two times, It was as a result of driving to the basket, creating some openings from the outside.
Two great teams are joining forces. Quicken Loans, the nation's largest online mortgage lender, and the Clemson Tigers have teamed up and are making you the winner. Stay tuned in the weeks ahead to learn how you can win season tickets. Compliments of Quicken Loans. Miami with the basketball, and they're at the free throw line right now. Anthony Lawrence, freshman out of St. Petersburg, whose dad Anthony and Uncle Patrick both played at Miami. He's at the free throw line for two after the foul on Sidy Jete, and he buries the first free throw. He's now just 2 for 5 in ACC play at the stripe, but he gives Miami a one-point lead, 17-16. He'll try a second. It goes up and falls off. Rebound Landry Noko, who's got 4 boards in about 6 minutes on the floor. Avery Holmes skips into the front court against Angel Rodriguez. Bounces a pass to Blossom Game. Inspector Gadget catch. Get it over right side to Grantham. Now feed the post for Noko. Right of the paint. Powers in. Puts up a shot over Cruz Yuseda and got it to go. Yvonne Cruz Yuseda checks into the game to give Tanya Jakiri a breather. And he's more of a Euro player. He's 6'10", but more of a perimeter postman.
Yeah, he can really shoot the three now.
He sure can. You got to defend him on the outside. And that's why Blossom Game is sticking with him.
Right.
10 minutes in. Clemson by one. 18-17. Newton. Got it caught on his hip to Cruz Yuseda. Finds Reed under the basket, who traveled with the basketball upon the catch. And that'll be a turnover for Miami, just their second of the game. The ball goes back to the Tigers with a one-point lead.
Right, they were going to call a foul on DeVoe that time, but he traveled before the foul.
McClellan checks back out onto the floor. Reed will get a breather. Tiger fans, for all your grocery needs, visit your local Bylo store today. Bylo, the official supermarket of the Clemson Tigers. Reed checks out. And Holmes brings the ball up the floor against Rodriguez. Grantham high on the left. Noko out top. Now on the right wing, it's Holmes. Holmes throws to the top of the key, Blossom Game. Quick touch pass down to Noko with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound McClellan. And Miami brings the ball up the floor with the Tigers leading by one. Newton's quick acceleration into the paint. It was closed off by DeVoe, so he lobs it back out top to Rodriguez. Rodriguez finds McClellan on the right wing. Off a screen. We'll push it over to Newton. Newton hands off Rodriguez, left wing. Drives around a screen. DeVoe goes through it. A tough layup. Missed by Rodriguez and a rebound for Noko, his fifth of the game. Up the right sideline. Here comes DeVoe. Thinks about a three instead. Passes it down on the baseline to Blossom Game. He powers his way into the paint, but he walked. That's the second turnover for Clemson.
Good sign, though. Gabe DeVoe made the three after the whistle. Good, just seeing the ball go through the hoop is good for DeVoe.
Heat check for DeVoe. He got all 7 points in the first half, keeping Clemson in the game when they trailed by 12 against Duke the other night.
Right.
He was really, really playing a critical first half role for the Tigers then. Miami has the basketball. Clemson on top by one, 18-17. Left wing Newton will get around a screen, drives inside, floater on the way. It's short. Tap back won't go. It ends up in the hands of Newton again, who missed the putback, but he'll go to the line for two. DeVoe picks up his first, third foul against Clemson here in the half, and free throws coming for Jaquan Newton, who is already this year, Tim, in 15 games, 58-78 at the line. And that's off the bench.
Yeah, he's only started one game and plays just 22 minutes a game.
Swish. 75% free thrower. Jordan Roper's going to check in for Dante Grantham. Tigers going small right now with DeVoe, Holmes, and Roper out there. Blossom Game and Noko on the blocks.
They'll do that as long as Jakiri's on the bench.
Second free throw for Newton. And he touched all parts of the rim before falling through and giving the lead back to the Canes, 19-18. Here comes Jordan Roper, accelerates up the floor. Left of the key, spins against the defender, now backs off to the top of the key. Screen to his right from Blossom Game. Feeds Blossom Game, now to the left corner for Holmes. Holmes dribbles from the top of the key. Floater on the way is tough. But it's true. First two of the game for Avery Holmes as he was flying somewhat out of control up against the defense, but did a nice job of finding the bottom of the rim there. Rodriguez tries to answer with a layup left of the rim, and he does so. Over Landry Noko, the 5'11 Angel Rodriguez gives the lead back to Miami, 21-20.
Both point guards drive into the basket.
Avery Holmes against Rodriguez now. We'll leave it at the top of the key for Blossom Game. Feeds DeVoe at the right point. Offers him a screen. Now gets it back to Blossom Game. He drives right of the paint. Puts up a tough contested shot over Murphy. And got it to fall. Blossom Game has 8 early on here today to go with his 2 rebounds. And the lead back to the Tigers. 22-21.
Back and forth we go.
Canes try to answer. It's McClellan high on the right. Working against Gabe DeVoe. DeVoe stays with him. Good defense by the sophomore. McClellan will drive. A fadeaway from the right baseline is good. That is a pro move by Sheldon McClellan, who averages 16 points a game. Miami leads 23-22. A lazy pass almost got intercepted, but Roper rips it away. Jordan Roper high on the right. A lazy pass of his own to the top of the key, Inoko. Tigers lucky to keep possession of it right here. Blossom game over to Roper on the right wing. Roper around a screen. Right elbow jumper. Got it. Jordan Roper has 7 here in the first half. Tigers back to the lead by 1, 24-23, as the lead seesaws back and forth here at the well.
7 lead changes.
Rodriguez drives left of the painted area, is pushed out by Holmes. Top of the key, Cruz Uceda will get it to Newton high on the right. Newton drives inside. A tough floater on the way, falls off. Tap back by Murphy, won't go. Rebound Landry Noko, his 6th of the first half. Tigers have the ball and a 1-point lead, 24-23. Jordan Roper yo-yos it between his legs. Feeds over to the right side, and Avery Holmes. Screen to his left from Noko. Screen and roll to Noko. Picked up his dribble from right of the painted area, working around the perimeter. DeVoe left point three. Off the mark. That's a tough shot. A little bit of a fadeaway. Well defended. Rebound Miami. They've got the basketball. Tigers on top by 1. McClellan. Pump fake. They get it out to Newton. Right point three for Newton. Oh, man, that's lucky.
Banked it in.
Yeah, he sure did. Newton with his first field goal on 3 attempts. And Miami leads by 2, 26-24. Clemson with the basketball. High-scoring first half for both these teams. Roper will drive inside. Bounce to Noko, who got mugged by Rodriguez on his way up. And Noko will go to the free throw line when we continue with 5:43 to play here in the first half. It's Miami 26, Clemson 24. From downtown Greenville, this is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
You've upgraded from your old flip phone. But what about that old vehicle in your driveway? It's time to get into the new with Ford. New is Ford, America's best-selling brand, because new is the power and performance of available EcoBoost engine technology, and new can practically park itself with available Active Park Assist. So get into the new with Ford. Only at your Carolina Ford dealer. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales, January through November.
With CPI Security's InTouch system, you get complete protection, control, and convenience. Right at your fingertips. Arm your security system, lock your doors, adjust your thermostat, and access video, all from your mobile device. While Clemson is protecting the paint, let CPI protect your home. Call 800-CPI-7191 for a special offer on a complete InTouch security system, or visit CPISecurity.com. CPI Security, official partner of Clemson Athletics. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Welcome back to Greenville. Clemson trails by 2 against the 8th-ranked team in the country, the Miami Hurricanes, 26-24. And you can feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup. Innovation that excites. This has been an exciting game. Back and forth we go, partner. Well, you said 7 lead changes in that last little bit alone, 9 on the whole game.
Yeah, everybody was, I think there were 7 consecutive possessions the two teams scored. And we've had 7 ties and 9 lead changes already.
Both teams shooting 50%. We're seeing high-level basketball from both offenses.
Clemson's led for 4 minutes and 22 seconds, and Miami's led for 4 minutes and 44 seconds.
At Marathon, we serve a lot more than customers. We serve communities. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Clemson gets a couple of free throw attempts here from Landry Noko. 2 points, 6 rebounds here in the first half. Inoko, in ACC play, is 10 of 11 at the free throw line. We'll see if he can make a couple more big ones here. as the Tiger big men have been very clutch at the free throw line here in conference play. Part of the reason they're off to this great start. And he rattles home a smooth free throw to pull within one, 26-25. A second one coming for Landry, the senior, at 6'10 out of Cameroon. Tanya Jakiri checked back into the game. That'll be a tough matchup for Landry after this free throw. Got it. How about that? 12-13 in league play. We're all tied up at 26. Angel Rodriguez, one of the better point guards in the country, brings the ball off the floor.
Tigers going zone for the first defensive possession of the game.
It's a 2-3 as they'll try to throw a wrinkle at Miami. McClellan from the top of the key shows the ball, offers Rodriguez. Rodriguez high on the left will get left corner to Reed for three, and he got it. A corner three will bust up a zone. Devon Reed went 3-for-5 from the outside in the win over Florida State. That triple will push the lead back up to three for Miami, 29-26.
Miami's 4-for-5 on threes.
Drawn Blossom game. We'll scoop it over to Grantham. Grantham from the right point. Brings it between the rings. Finds Roper high on the left. Offers the screen to Roper. Roper dribbles over to the right point. Feeds Grantham. A catch and shoot three from the left point is pure. Dante Grantham's first three of the game. After shooting some clutch triples against Duke the other night, he ties the game up at 29.
Just his second field goal attempt of the game.
And a pass to the post. A laser beam pass down to Jakiri and a dunk from left of the rim will give Miami a two-point lead, 31-29.
That's not supposed to happen against the zone.
Dante Grantham in his last six games at home is 16-for-34 from three. That's almost 50%. He's 1-for-2 from the outside tonight. Blossom game drives, floater on the way. Thumped it. Rebound for Murphy, and here comes Miami with a two-point lead, 31-29. Rodriguez offers McClellan, who accelerates past Grantham. From the left block, he guns it to Rodriguez. Ben Milstead almost caught it. And it'll stay with Miami as Rodriguez was able to keep it in bounds. Rodriguez from the left elbow drives, layup, falls off the mark. Jakiri there for the offensive rebound. Blocked by Blossom Game, falls out of bounds. And back to the Tigers. Good swap by Blossom Game, who's eighth in the ACC in that category. And a timeout on the floor. 3:59 to go in the first half. Clemson will have the ball back with a two-point deficit when we continue. Eighth-ranked Miami leads 31-29. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
What do you know about natural gas? You may know it's the cleanest burning fossil fuel, but it's also one of the most energy efficient and safest fuels in America, and there's an abundant supply. Natural gas emits very few pollutants in the atmosphere, and because it burns cleanly, it doesn't leave behind unpleasant soot, ash, or odors. Switching to natural gas eliminates storage tanks and the threat for spills, contamination, and costly cleanup. Visit Fort Hill Natural Gas Authority online at fhnga.com or call the office nearest you to learn how to make the switch.
We welcome you back to the well. We got a good one. Eighth-ranked Miami with a 31-29 lead over the Clemson Tigers. As we've got 3:59 left here in the first half, and a pretty good crowd filing in on this Saturday afternoon, which has already seen some interesting action around the ACC, Tim.
Absolutely, yeah. Syracuse has got Coach Boeheim back, and they won, I think, 83-55 as Cooney scored to 25. For them, South Carolina leads Missouri late in the game, 67-60. Duke and Notre Dame got a good one going in Cameron Indoor Stadium, 39-35, with 4 minutes left in the first half.
And how
that game?
How about this? Virginia Tech has joined Clemson temporarily at second in the ACC. Seth Allen with a free throw with 3 seconds left, as Tech is now 4-1 in the league with a road win at Georgia Tech, 78-77.
Wow. Yeah, Clemson and Virginia Tech are the two surprise teams in the league so far.
Choose an American legend. Check out the Ford F-150 and Ford Mustang at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud to be fans and sponsors of Tiger basketball. Ford, go further. Tigers have the rock. Down by two, 31-29. Jordan Roper will bring the ball up the floor and looks over for Avery Holmes, but Holmes is blanketed defensively. Holmes' nice move to get Rodriguez to fall down and get open to catch the ball. He'll bounce it left wing to Blossom Game, who squares up there against Murphy. Towards the top of the key and Holmes. Now high on the right, it's Roper with 10 on the shot clock. Roper from the right wing. Bounces down low to Noko. 5 to shoot. Muscles in against Jakiri. Turnaround. Fade away. Off the mark. Rebound Tanya Jakiri. Man, he is so tough defensively. And remember, he was a nightmare for Clemson a year ago when he had 17 rebounds and 5 blocked shots in Miami's win over the Tigers down in Coral Gables. Eighth-ranked team in the land leads by 2. Here's McClellan from high on the right. Gets a screen. Roper got caught up in the screen. A floater in the middle of the paint is off the mark. And Jakiri's going to tap it into the corner where Rodriguez will reset the possession for Miami. McClellan top of the key, drives, kicks left side over to Reed. Reed out top to Jakiri, steps in, and then offers on the baseline to Murphy, who missed the jump shot. And you got to call a foul there on Jakiri. Or did they give it to Blossom Game?
Blossom Game, yeah.
Oh, man.
I think Blossom Game was holding his arm. Really do. It's the fourth foul on Clemson, though, so it'll be out of bounds.
Jakiri is just a man inside.
Yeah, he's quick, too. In addition to being a seven-footer, 250 pounds.
Extremely high motor for somebody with that kind of size. And that's why he's the ACC's defending rebounding champion. 9.9 a year ago, 9.3 this year. On the right wing, Jakiri will hand it off over to Jaquan Newton, who brings the ball to the top of the key, and McClellan. Now high on the left, it's Reed. Reed drives inside, leaves out top to McClellan with 18 on the shot clock. 31-29, the Miami lead. McClellan screened to his left from Jakiri. Picks up his dribble, blanketed by Holmes. Whips it over to Newton. Roper sticks with him. Tough fadeaway for Newton is off the mark. Jakiri gets another rebound, throws it off Noko, goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Miami. Jakiri's getting all kinds of offensive rebounds as he positions himself deep under the basket. There's only five on the shot clock as the shot was an air ball. We'll see what Miami does here. And a timeout by Jim Larinaga to discuss it. Tiger fans, it's time to meet this week's certified SC homegrown athlete of the week. It's Cody Provo. Provo, a senior golfer for the Tigers from Leesville, South Carolina. Provo tied the Clemson record for the lowest round with a 63 in the 2015 Palmetto Invitational. Provo is a veteran of 34 tournaments in 99 rounds, entering his final spring season at Clemson. Congratulations to Cody Provo. Fans, now that you know the certified SC homegrown player of the week, why not turn your next gathering into a certified SC winner as well? From meat and seafood to fresh fruits, vegetables, and peanuts, choose local certified SC-grown products. It's a matter of taste. Tim, you ever shot a 63 before?
Yeah, for
putt-putt?
13 holes.
I've done it out at the Wally World putt-putt or something like that. But
Tiger golfers had a good fall, ranked 11th in the country going into the spring. They'll have their first tournament in Puerto Rico in February.
Miami to inbound the basketball, five on the shot clock. They feed Jakiri and a handoff back over to Newton. Newton's got to get a shot up from the middle of the paint. A fadeaway over Roper, rims off. Another offensive rebound for Jakiri. Now he muscles his way in against Noko, who blocks the shot away. A rebound by Miami, and that's either out of bounds. What's the official going to call here? It's either out of bounds or a foul against Clemson. Brad Brownell looking for an explanation, and I think they gave it to Noko. That's obviously not to the liking of the crowd here at the well. That's the first foul of the game against Landry Noko. All kinds of bodies flying there towards the right baseline. A very dangerous place for the Clemson cheerleaders right now, because we've seen a lot of balls go that way and some big guys falling in that direction. 2:16 to play here in the half. Miami clinging to a two-point lead. Jakiri will lay it up right of the rim, and he missed it. Finally, the Tigers have possession of the ball.
That was a big defensive stand there because they got four shots.
Jete was able to rip away the rebound. Here's Jordan Roper from high on the left. Roper throws out top to Blossom Game. Looks inside, nothing there, so he'll offer it to Grantham at the left point. Brings it between the rings. Throws right side on the wing over to Jordan Roper. 12 on the shot clock. Here's Blossom Game at the right point. Gets it over the left wing for Holmes. Now offers Holmes the screen. Top of the key. Blows by McClellan. Put up a shot. He got sent to the deck. The ball goes out of bounds. Back to Miami. They didn't call a foul. Holmes ran into Jakiri and got absolutely bludgeoned to the floor. Obviously, he lost the ball out of bounds.
Wow.
He ran into a semi-truck there. And Holmes will check out of the game. Gabe DeVoe comes in. No foul called. They'll say a turnover against Clemson. That's the third of the game against the Tigers. Well, the crowd is starting to influence this one a little bit. As Lawrence has it at the right point. Throws it out top to Jakiri. Knocked away by Jete, but Miami recovers. Left side, McClellan. 1:28 to play here in the half. McClellan looks inside to Jakiri. Bodied up by Blossom Game. He'll whip it over to the left elbow and Newton. Now Reed, a straight on three. It's pure. And Miami leads by five after a deep three from Devon Reed.
That was his third three of the first half.
He's got 11. Like we said, he made three threes against Florida State. He's very capable. The junior out of Ewing, New Jersey. Roper around the screen, drives inside, whips it right wing. Grantham for three, got it. Dante Grantham, his second three of the game. He's got a half dozen. The Tigers claw within two, 34-32, and the well comes to life.
Big defensive possession here.
45 seconds left in the half. Here's Newton high on the right. Gets it to McClellan between the rings. McClellan looks for a screen from Zakiri. Sets the offense into motion. 12 on the shot clock. High on the left is Lawrence with the basketball. Blanketed by Blossomgame. Left side, Newton with the rock. Drives around a screen. Good defense. He traveled. Jordan Roper stuck right with him in the man-to-man. And that turnover will give the ball back to Clemson with 30.6 seconds to play in the half.
Not going to call a timeout.
Third turnover of the game against Miami. And Clemson will inbound the ball with a 0.6 second differential between the shot and the game clock, and Miami leading 34-32. Roper brings the ball up the floor, and now the use it or lose it for the Clemson Tigers.
See what
coming up,
set up.
Coming up during the Solid Orange Halftime Report, we'll take a look at the stats and the Verizon out-of-town scoreboard. That's all coming up on the Solid Orange Halftime Report. Tim, maybe the most critical play of the Duke game, the play that altered the entire rest of the course of the game, was the final seconds of the first half when Duke put a held for the last shot. They put up a shot with 8 seconds left and missed it. Clemson got the rebound, raced down the floor. They got the third foul of the game against Brandon Ingram. Certainly, Brad Brunell does not want to give Miami the opportunity to do something like that. We'll see if Clemson holds for the last shot here, as they should be able to. But at the same time, if they work something within their offense, it's a good look. You got to believe that the way that Clemson's shooting tonight, they'll take a good opportunity.
Right. And Grantham's hit a couple of threes in a row. Wouldn't mind seeing some penetration by Blossomgame and then put it back out to him.
Dante Grantham to inbound it from the right sideline with Roper, Blossomgame, Jete, and DeVoe, the five on the floor for the Tigers. Miami has experimented with a little bit of zone today, but they've been mostly man-to-man here recently. 24.8 left here in the half.
Looks like they're set up for a man-to-man here.
Roper getting some last-minute instruction from Brad Brownell. What do you say about the job he's done at the point guard slot over the last several games? He's eighth in the ACC in assists. He's third in assist-to-turnover ratio. And over the last three games, he came into this a 23-4 ratio. Went 10-3 at Syracuse. Went 9-1 against Duke. He's got three dimes here today. Let's see if he can get a fourth right before the half. 34-32. Miami leads by two. Roper dribbling with his left hand up the floor. And now he'll just chill out at center circle and wait for this clock to wind its way down. ISO Jordan Roper against McClellan, top of the key with 7-6. Here's Blossomgame, top of the key. 4 seconds left. Right of the paint. Puts up a shot. Off the mark. Zakiri gets the rebound. Throws to the top. It's intercepted by Roper, but too late on the shot attempt. And we'll go to the locker room with Miami leading by two. 34-32 the score. And Tanya Zakiri has 9 rebounds in the first half. We said at the top of the broadcast, as good as their guards are, you're worried about Zakiri because this is the type of game that he could dominate, and 6 points and 9 rebounds for him in the first half. He's the difference maker.
And important to note, nobody in foul trouble as we go to the half. There were only 8 total fouls called in the first half.
Yeah, no one with even 2 fouls in the first half of play. We hit the intermission. It's time for the Solid Orange Halftime Report. Miami 34, Clemson 32. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports. Back in downtown Greenville, and it's time now for the Selective Insurance second half response, Tim.
Well, I think the second half response has got to involve getting a body on Jakira. 9 rebounds in the first half. Gives him, what, 26 rebounds in the last three halves against the Tigers. He's been unbelievable, especially in the offensive board with 5 offensive rebounds in the first half. So got to body him up.
Tigers second half response brought to you by Selective. Response is everything. Learn more at selective.com. Now, I bet you Brad Brownell will head into the second half feeling like that wasn't the best half of defensive basketball that they could have played. Miami shot 5-for-6 from the outside. They've struggled early on. You almost got to wonder if they're not going to come back down to earth in their three-point shooting in the second half, kind of the way Duke did the other night. They started out 6-for-8 from three, and yet didn't end up nearly that high of a percentage as Clemson gets the ball first to start the second half.
Yeah, well, based on that, you think maybe Clemson won't change his defense that much.
Hand off Holmes, straight on three. It's short. Offensive rebound, Blossom game, and a gentle touch from about 6 feet. The rebound came right into his lap. He put it back up and in for two. Blossom game has 10, and we're tied at 34. Miami with the basketball going from right to left in the road green jerseys, orange lettering and white trim. It's McClellan high on the right against Grantham, drives by him on the right baseline, stuck underneath, gets it out to Jakiri, an 18-footer from Jakiri is short, tapped outside by Noko, right back to a Hurricane. Driving inside, floater on the way, off the window is good for Reed. He's got 13 points, and Miami's lead back up to two, 36-34.
The tap back has been effective for Clemson in a lot of rebound situations, but he didn't really need to tap that back.
Yeah, you got to grab it if you can.
Yeah.
And that time it kind of burnt the Tigers a little bit. Holmes will get it out top to Blossom game. Now at the left point, it's Grantham. Curls around a screen, drives right of the paint, puts up a tough contested layup. He missed it. And the tap by Noko to Grantham worked that time as he cleaned it up left of the rim. And Grantham has eight on the night to tie things at 36. Here come the Hurricanes up the floor from right to left. Back and forth we go. It's Rodriguez. Creative move. Pulls up for a right wing three. Missed it. And Blossom game with a pogo stick rebound right of the rim will reclaim the possession for the Tigers. It's Roper on the right wing. And an offensive foul on Landry Noko will be his second of the game. A moving screen on the right wing.
Yeah, it was a good call. He's trying to set up Roper.
And we're going to see James Palmer check into the game for the first time today. He's a 6'5 sophomore guard out of Washington, D.C. And he will give a breather to, I believe, McClellan. Or is McClellan? Yeah, McClellan's going to stay out of the game, as will Rodriguez. Jim Larinaga making some switches here to get his two star guards out of the game. He clearly just wanted to coach them up. They're still standing up. They're going to come back in at the next stoppage of play, I think. Newton with the ball left side. 2 minutes into the half here. Newton drives inside, stops at the left elbow, gets it over to Murphy, who drives, put up a shot, rejected away. A whistle and a foul, though, and I think they got Noke again.
That's going to be three. Boy, it looked like he got all ball.
We'll let the crowd tell you what they think of that. Free throws coming for Kamari Murphy, 6'8 junior out of Brooklyn. 7-12 on the season at the free throw line. He's got 2 points tonight. Noko's got three fouls. Sidy Jete will check in after this first attempt for Murphy as he scooches low, now raises up, and knocks down the free throw to give the lead back to Miami by one, 37-36, with 18:01 on the clock. Second free throw coming for Murphy.
We talked earlier, this might be a game where City's more effective than Landry anyway. Let's see.
Shot up. Off the mark. Rebound Jete. Knocked out of bounds by Rodriguez of Miami, and it will be Clemson ball. So, Jerron Blossom game will toss it into Jordan Roper, and Roper will bring the ball up the floor. His assist-to-turnover ratio has been outstanding the last three games. 26-4. In the last three and a half, including this first half. Jordan Roper gets a screen to his left from Jete, stops the left point, gets it to Blossom game out top, who drives inside, spins against the defender, leaves it out top to Holmes. Now at the left point, it's Roper with eight on the shot clock. Screen to his right from Blossom game. Roper, creative ball handling, backs off for a long two. Off the mark is a little bit short, and a rebound for Miami. Quickly up the floor comes Murphy on the left sideline, brings it middle of the floor. Scooches back and then offers Rodriguez top of the key. 37-36 Miami leads. Jakiri backs in against Jete. Armbar Jete. He guns it over to the right wing for Rodriguez. Rodriguez will establish Murphy. Drives on the baseline. Put up a shot over Blossom game. Missed it. Ball volleyballed around and Sidy Jete won the board. Good job and good hustle by Sidy.
I don't know that we would have gotten the rebound if Sidy wasn't in there.
3 minutes into the second half. It's a one-point Miami lead. Roper weaves through traffic, pulls up right of the key, missed the jump shot. Rebound, Tanya Jakiri, his 10th board of the game. Gets it up the right sideline for Rodriguez, and Miami brings the ball off the floor with a one-point advantage. Screen to his left from Jakiri, now to his right, as he drives in against Jete, and now a little bump foul against City. Jete will be his second with 16:45 to go here in the second half. And Gabe DeVoe will check into the game. Jete to stay on the floor. Who's going to come out? Maybe Holmes? Looks like Blossom game. So the Tigers are going very small right now.
And that's with Jakiri in the game.
Roper, DeVoe, Holmes, Grantham, and Jete, the five on the floor for the Tigers.
That means Holmes has got to give up 6 inches to Reed.
But I'll tell you what, Holmes in the second half against Ingram, the freshman from Duke the other night, did a fantastic job. Ingram did not make a field goal in the second half. Here's Miami with the basketball. Poked away. Good defense by Gabe DeVoe. Grantham brings it in the front court for the Tigers, trailing by one. Grantham being pestered defensively, spins around a defender. Loses the ball between his legs. It's poked loose. Miami takes it away. Reed gets it ahead to Murphy, who got away with a travel as he slams it home. And a three-point lead for Miami, 39-36. And a timeout on the floor for Brad Brownell. We'll step aside and take it as well. 16:26 to go in the second half. Miami leads by three. It's 39-36. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
Heads or tails? Kick or receive? With the wind or against the wind? Buy your friend a Bud Light. Buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We have a new player on the field, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And a snap. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz. That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
The South Carolina Education Lottery has transferred more than $3.8 billion for educational opportunities here in the Palmetto State. Clemson University students have been awarded more than 87,000 lottery-funded scholarships and grants since 2002. For a detailed breakdown of lottery-funded programs, visit the lottery's website. It's sceducationlottery.com.
Welcome back. Second half of the Well, 16:26 to play. The eighth-ranked team in the country leads Clemson 39-36. And Miami just had a breakaway dunk in which they got away with a blatant travel. Brad Brownell didn't like it. He made it known that he didn't like it. He got whistled for a technical foul, and Miami will shoot free throws. But I'll tell you what, Tim, that was a great pass by Reed as he found Murphy streaking towards the basket in the middle of the court. Murphy caught it around the three-point line, did not dribble the ball, and dunked it. Now, unless you're Michael Jordan, I don't know. I'm going to see Sheldon McClellan go to the free throw line. In ACC play, McClellan is 21 for 25. And he'll get a couple of freebies here with Miami leading 39-36. Holmes, Roper, Grantham, Jete, and DeVoe will start the series for Clemson. Free throw number one for McClellan is pure. And that makes it a two-possession game, 40-36. Got the second as well. Neither of those touched the rim. So it'll be Clemson basketball. Miami does not get the ball because they didn't have possession of it originally. They had just scored a bucket. And it was a dead ball technical foul on Brad Brownell. So Clemson brings the ball up the floor, 41-36, the deficit.
Ties the largest lead of the game for either team.
This has been nip and tuck as Roper drives left of the painted area, gets it right wing over to Holmes, who shows the ball, finds Roper, right corner three, off the heel of the iron, and a rebound McClellan, who went over the back as Jete to get it. Up the right sideline, McClellan will stop at the top of the key, hand off Jakiri, who gives back to McClellan. Now Rodriguez will set things up from high on the right for Miami. Right, and an offensive foul called against Devon Reed as he just lowered his shoulder into a stationary Gabe DeVoe and draw the foul. That'll be the first foul against the Hurricanes here in the second half and a timeout on the floor.
Just the fourth of the game.
15:50 to go in the second half. Miami 41, Clemson 36. Clemson fans, you're in good hands with Anderson All-State agent Dean Price, Greenville All-State agent Brad Hughes, and Fort Mill All-State agent Corey Henson. For a free quote, stop by one of their offices or give them a call today. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
Every day, the Clemson Tigers take the court with talent at every position. The right people in the right positions. That's the key to winning on the court and in the office. When your business needs talented human resources, manufacturing, clerical, or technical personnel, Phillips Staffing will help you build your team. Or if you are a winner who's looking to join the right team, go to PhillipsStaffing.com today. That's PhillipsStaffing.com. Phillips Staffing, building winning teams for successful businesses.
It's a good crowd here at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville today as Miami, the eighth-ranked team in the country, leads Clemson 41-36 with 15:50 to play here in the second half. Tim, you had to kind of wonder a little bit, with a four-game winning streak and the national attention that Clemson basketball is starting to get, beating the likes of Louisville and Duke in consecutive games, how the Tigers would handle prosperity. So far, they've played with a ton of heart, a ton of guts against a very strong and physical Miami team.
Yeah, they've played pretty smart. I mean, Miami's playing well. Let's face it, they're 5 of 7 on threes, and that makes a big difference. The Tigers are 4 of 10, which is solid. Miami's +6 in rebound margin here. The margin is just 5.
Clemson scored just 45 points at Miami a year ago. Right now they've got 36 and only 4 turnovers so far. Blossom game has it right wing, gets it right corner to DeVoe. DeVoe work against Reed, throw it out top to Roper, back to DeVoe in the corner, decks it a couple of times, comes off a screen from Jete, offers into the corner for Roper, 10 on the shot clock. Roper will go the other way of a screen from Jete, now he'll take it, screen and roll to the bucket, kick left corner, a three on the way from Blossom game is pure.
About the same spot he made the shot against Duke Wednesday,
which gave them the lead at the time. That triple will pull Clemson within 2 and bring the crowd back to life, 41-39. Blossom game has 13. A deep three from McClellan from NBA range. My goodness. That was a good 27 feet out. 44-39, Miami answers. 5 minutes into the second half. Roper on the drive. Takes on the 7-footer. Shaqiri missed it, but the ball was tapped back up and in by Jete, and they're going to wave it off. Brad Brownell can't believe it. They're going to say it was inside the cylinders. Jete is going to get whistled for offensive goaltending.
I thought it was off the rim when they see the replay. So show the replay.
Boy, how about the guts by Jordan Roper challenging the 7-footer Jaquiri right under the basket, and he made the move that obviously the officials think was good enough to go through.
Yeah.
44-39, Miami has the ball. Jaquiri checks out of the game. Miami's lineup is small. Rodriguez tries a three, missed it, rebound by Blossom game. His 5th of the contest. Up the right sideline, now middle of the floor, Jordan Roper will bring it to the left point. Tigers have the basketball down by 5. Roper between the circles, get it to Blossom game. Now on the left wing, it's Gabe DeVoe. DeVoe against a man-to-man defense from Miami, offers the Blossom game, who drives the left baseline, muscles his way in, tries a layup, it falls off the rim, but he's going to the line for 2. Jerron Blossom game, 2 for 2 at the stripe tonight. He's 30 for 37 at the free throw line in ACC play. Both forward and the foreman has been excellent at the charity stripe. Jerron Blossom game will try 2 more after the foul on Murphy. That's his 2nd of the game. Just the 2nd foul this half against Miami, 14:20 to play. Got it. Man, how clutch is Blossom game? 14 points, pull it to within 4. For unbeatable service and great rates, check out Fave Rates from Farm Bureau Insurance. Score a quote today at faverates.com. 2nd free throw is good as well. It's a 1-possession game, 44-41. Tigers have made just 1 of the last 5 tries from the field, but it's still a 1-possession game. Cruz Uceda, right point 3, catch and shoot, and he got it. His 1st attempt of the game, he's now got 3 points after that quick release on a 3, and it's 6-10. He can do that, can he, Tim?
He can. Largest lead of the game now for Miami, and when we said they can't keep up this pace on 3-point shooting, well, they are.
They're 7 for 10 on the game. Roper, beautiful move. Gets it right corner to DeVoe, who got poked there by McClellan. No call. 13:50 to play here in regulation. Gabe DeVoe brings it top of the key at the left point. He'll bounce it to the left elbow. Blossom game backs off for a jumper and got it. He's heating up. 17 for Jerron Blossom game, and the Tigers are within 4 at 47-43. Rodriguez finds Cruz Uceda. Back to Rodriguez. Blossom game has the defensive assignment. Now a switch. Roper defending Cruz Uceda. A 10-inch difference down low. Cruz Uceda calling for the ball. McClellan chucks a 30-footer instead. And a rebound, Sidy Jete. Not smart offense by Miami at all.
They fell in love with a three on that one.
The Tigers will take advantage of it as Jordan Roper brings the ball up the floor from left to right. Clemson has the basketball in a four-point game. Gabe DeVoe between the circle. Bounce it left wing to Sidy Jete, hands off to Grantham. Grantham looks and finds Jete at the foul line. Back to Grantham in a reverse layup. A beautiful give and go between Sidy Jete and Dante Grantham. Dante in double figures with 10. The Tigers within two.
Great fundamental basketball right there.
47-45. And man, this is the loudest we've heard it since Wednesday. Here's Rodriguez. Kicks it right wing. McClellan will drive. Throws it right through the hands of Reed, out of bounds, and back to the Tigers. Seventh turnover of the game for Miami, and Clemson has the basketball in a two-point game with 12:34 to play.
Jacuri going to come back in. Murphy's going to go out. And Rodriguez leaves. He scored just 2 points, 1 for 6 from the field as Newton comes in.
Rodriguez has really struggled to shoot the ball recently. In ACC play, 2 for 19 from three. 9 for 30 from the field coming into today. And that slump continuing today. High post Jete. Get it out to Blossom game. We're in a two-point game right now. Miami with the lead. Roper finds Grantham. Pump fake on a three from the top of the key. Gets a screen to his left from Jete. Throw it back out to Roper with 7 on the shot clock. Got to make a move. Screen to his left. Roper low to the ground. Accelerates. Dumps it down to DeVoe for a layup right to the rim. We're all tied up at 47. A beautiful dime from Roper. His fifth assist of the game. And we're all square. With 12 minutes to play.
And great movement without the ball by DeVoe.
Here's McClellan with the ball top of the key. Dante Grantham locked in defensively. Now Reed high on the left. 13 to shoot. Bounce it down to Jacquiri. Sidy Jete bodies up on him. Jacquiri makes a move. Powers into the paint. Poked away. It's loose. Ball on the floor. Reed picks it up. 3 on the shot clock. He drives inside. Puts up a contested layup. He missed it. And a rebound, Sidy Jete. And now Jete is wincing a little bit as a shot clock violation is called. It'll be Clemson basketball. And we just saw the heart and the guts of Sidy Jete to earn the Tigers the ball back in a tied ball game. Timeout on the floor. 11:32 to go. 47-47 the score. This is solid orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
At Verizon, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated. So, we're introducing one simple plan. Just pick the size that works best for you. From small, medium, large, and extra large. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees, then switch it up whenever you want. Unlimited talk and text are even included. The simple way to get the best network. Verizon. Learn more at vzw.com. Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
ScanSource has a new community service partner, Clemson Athletics. In the coming year, we'll work together to make the upstate an even better place to live through outreach initiatives for students, local schools, and neighborhoods. In 2015, ScanSource helped all of the DonorsChoose.org projects across South Carolina. That's more than 1,000 projects for 800 teachers in 375 schools. Now by teaming up with Clemson, ScanSource is once again working to help students in the upstate.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
11:32 to go in the second half here at the Well in downtown Greenville. Well, you get the win against Louisville on Sunday. They did get Chinanu Anuaku into foul trouble, and that really helped things out. You know, you're at home in conference play. Sometimes those calls go your way. Wednesday night, they get Brandon Ingram and Marshall Plumlee into foul trouble, and that clearly helped out Clemson down the stretch. Well, now they're playing eighth-ranked Miami, and ain't nobody in foul trouble for the Hurricanes right now. It's just a lot of heart and guts from Sidy Jete going up against Tanya Jacquiri, the 7-foot center, who will probably be all ACC by the time this year's said and done. And That heart and guts has helped Clemson get the ball back in a 47-47 game.
Yeah, typical City Jatte. He's got 6 rebounds in just 12 minutes. And he showed us something there when he dove on the ball after that loose ball and ended up leading to a clock violation.
Find exactly what you're looking for no matter where you are with the fully redesigned YP app and YP.com website. Connect with 18 million businesses, one app, one site. YP, the new way to do. Clemson looking for a bucket and a lead. Dante Grantham, top of the key. Bounce it left side. Blossom game. Powers his way down against Lawrence. Floater on the way. Off the mark. Tap back by Jatte. Won't go. Miami gets the rebound. 2 good looks at it for the Tigers, but the Canes bring it up the floor from right to left. It's Newton with the ball on the right wing. Brings it between the circles. Throw right side over to Devon Reed. Now Lawrence high on the left. Gets it left side to Newton. Jakiri's posting up down low, calling for the ball, but Jatte on him defensively. 10 on the shot clock. Lawrence high on the right. Defeated over to Newton. Newton from between the rings with 5 to shoot. Makes a move on Blossom Game. Right of the key. Puts up a shot. Missed it. Rebound Blossom Game. His 6th rebound of the game. Roper brings it up the floor. Picks up his dribble and gets it out top to Blossom Game. Now on the left wing, it's Gabe DeVoe. DeVoe makes a move. Left baseline. Floater on the way. Short. Offensive rebound. Jatte had it knocked out of his hands by Lawrence. And Miami recovers the basketball. 47-47 to score. Drive inside by Reed, bodied up by Jatte, and he scored it over. City Jatte, fantastic defense by number 50, but just a better move by Reed to give the lead back to the Canes, 49-47. 10-10 to go in the second half. Entertaining basketball here in downtown Greenville. Jordan Roper standing on the paw. Screen to his left from City Jatte. Looks on the screen and roll. Gets it to City, who dropped the ball. Rebound of Miami taken away. Fast break. Reed layup off the mark. Newton will tap it back up and in left of the rim. And Miami with back-to-back buckets has pushed it up to a 4-point game, 51-47. Jatte gives you much better performance on the defensive end today against Jakiri. A little more limited on the offensive end. We saw a fumble right there. It's just the 6th turnover of the game against Clemson and the timeout on the floor for Brad Brownell.
Landry Noko is going to come in.
51-47. Miami leads Clemson by 4. Roost is proud to support Clemson basketball. Be sure to visit Roost Restaurant before or after the game for handcrafted food and cocktails located in downtown Greenville on Noma Square, just a short walk from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
It is amazing that we've played 3 quarters of this game and Miami has just 5 fouls as a team.
Yeah,
amazing.
And a very physical game, too. It's not like this is one of the games where it's just all guard play all the time. Dante Jakiri, 6 points, 10 rebounds. He had a career-high 17 boards and 5 blocks in the game against Clemson a year ago. With 9:40 on the clock, the Tigers have the basketball back. Just need to run some good offense here, get a good look, and try to make it a one-possession game. Tiger basketball brought to you by Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
Blossom Game leads the Tigers with 17 points. He was just 3 for 8 in the first half, but now he's 6 for 11.
Yeah, 3 for 3 here in the second half, Jaron Blossom Game, including a corner 3 that tied things up earlier. Josh Smith doing a lot of dancing on the sideline. Can't play with a broken finger, but he can still get into the game, groove a little bit. And he's getting Elijah Thomas, the recent transfer, in on the dancing as well. It's good to see this Clemson team having fun. You know,
right,
that game at Georgia, they didn't seem to be having so much fun 3 or 4 weeks ago. And right now they're believing, they're enjoying each other's company, they're playing for one another. And this is just unbelievable to see as the Tigers are 9 minutes and 40 seconds away and a couple of buckets away as well, but trying to get back-to-back-to-back wins against ranked teams for the first time in school history. Officials are at the monitor, checking out something here before we get back to live action. With 9:40 to play and 24 on the shot clock, it'll be Clemson basketball.
Not sure what they were checking on or trying to find out. The Clemson ball.
Miami and a man-to-man. As a drawn Blossom Game from the half-court stripe, we'll toss it into Avery Holmes. With Noko, Grantham, and Roper on the floor as well. The starters out there for the Clemson Tigers. Trailing by 4. Dante Grantham, right point with the basketball. A foul inside called against Tanya Jakiri. As Noko was trying to post up for position, they get Jakiri for his second foul of the game. With 9:32 on the clock and a fresh 30 on the shot clock for Dante Grantham to inbound it from the right baseline. Grantham looks and feeds Noko on the right wing. Hand off Grantham. Grantham drives inside. Layup with a left hand off the mark. Tap back won't go. Rebound for Lawrence from Miami. Lawrence, top of the key, feeds McClellan. Defended by Roper, now they switch. Blossom game on McClellan. Makes a drive, bounces to Jakiri. Back to McClellan at the right point. Got Blossom game in the air, the pump fake. Drives inside, label the left hand is good. McClellan starting to fill it up. He's got 14 points, six unanswered for Miami over the last minute and a half, and it's now a 53-47 game. Roper will try to answer, and a foul called. They'll give it to McClellan. That'll be his first. And two shots coming for Jordan Roper. He's pretty good at the free throw line. On the season, he's 80%. He's 10 of 12 in ACC play, including two clutch free throws to win the game at Syracuse. Roper will eye a couple right here. Got that one.
8 points for Jordan. His first point of the second half.
Yep. And that ends a 3-minute and 17-second scoring drought for the Tigers. 53-48. Second free throw coming for Jordan Roper, the senior out of Columbia. Got it. 53-49. Tigers within four. Let's see if they get a stop here. Blossom game, clapping his hands, imploring a stop on defense. McClellan between the rings. Switching off on some screens here. McClellan looks for a screen from Jakiri at the top of the key. Picked up his dribble at the foul line. Gets it left corner to Lawrence, who drives the baseline. Layup on the way is good. Good body control out of the freshman Lawrence. His first field goal of the night. He's got three. 55-49, Miami by six. Dante Grantham high on the left. Brings it between the circles. Spins a pass down to Noko. Backs his way in. Baby hook with the left hand is good. Landry Noko has six. 55-51. Miami still up four.
Got to get some stops. Miami seems like they've scored in every possession.
Tigers switch to a zone to try to get one.
Right.
2-3 zone from Clemson. Trying to bait Lawrence into a long three. He passes out top to McClellan instead. Under 8 minutes to go. Newton attacks the crevice. Blocked away by Noko. Offensive rebound, Jakiri, and he cleans it up right of the rim. Miami four for their last five field goal attempts. 57-51 the score. Roper low to the ground. Tries an elbow jumper. Off the mark. Tap back by Noko. Won't go. Blossom game. Got it. Right in the rim and a foul. Timeout on the floor. 7:36 to go. Miami 57. Clemson 53. Blossom game to the free throw line to try to give himself a 20-point performance. If he knocks down the free throw, that'll pull Clemson within one possession. 7:36 to go. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.
Okay, remember, sweetie, Stacy's coming over tonight to babysit.
Stacy! But Mom, I want Beth. She always brings a Bojangles big bow box.
Hey, what's all the fuss about in here?
Your son isn't happy that Stacy's babysitting tonight.
Stacy! But Beth always brings a big bow box.
Yeah.
Fine. Beth it is.
Grab a Bojangles Big Bow Box and feed the whole group with chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Miami by four, 57-53 over Clemson. The eighth-ranked team in the lead, the eighth-ranked team in the nation, rather, leads by four. And Tanya Jakiri just picked up his third foul. That's big news for the Clemson Tigers, as Jakiri is the difference in this game. Miami out-rebounding Clemson by four, which is pretty respectable for Clemson.
Right.
But Jakiri's got 11 of those rebounds. Hey, Tiger fans, did you know the StubHub app is personalized just for you? Get the StubHub app today. Start at StubHub and let the fun find you. StubHub, the official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace at Clemson Athletics. Still no announced attendance yet for this game. But we got to be up over 10,000 here today.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. Yeah, good crowd.
Blossom game to the free throw line to try to polish off a three-point play. He's got 19 on the night. His career high is 26 against Oakland last year. But let's see it. how much more he has left in the final 7:36 of this game after burying the free throw to make it a one-possession contest. 57-54, Miami brings the ball up the floor against a 2-3 zone. The Tigers with high hands defensively. It's McClellan out top. Get it left side over to Reed, who circles towards the point. Newton will bounce it to Cruz Uceda. Cruz Uceda left of the key, puts up a shot and got it. Now, they were worried about him dishing it to somebody else, but they were far enough off him that he had an open jumper from left of the paint. And he knocks it down to make it a five-point game, 59-54. Jordan Roper, top of the key. Looks and finds Blossom Game. Left point three. Got it. Jerron Blossom Game with a bullseye from the outside. His second triple of the contest. He's got 23. 59-57 Miami, but only by two. Let's get a stop right here. It's Reed at the top of the key against a 2-3 zone. 6:45 to play. Reed at the left point. Looks to the high post for Newton. Drives inside. A foul called against Clemson. Both Noko and Grantham had active hands there. Who'd they give it to? It's Landry Noko. That's his fourth. And Jete will check into the game. First free throw for Jaquan Newton, who is a 75% free throw shooter. He missed it short. Miami 6 of 9 at the line tonight. They are an elite free throw shooting team. They're 76% on the season, Tim. And they average 19 points per game at the foul line. Noko checks out with a fourth foul. Second free throw for Newton is good. And it stays a one possession game, 60-57. Here's Jordan Roper bringing it up the floor. Darts over to the left point. Keeps his dribble alive and calls for a screen to his right from Sidy Jete. Roper whips it left side to Holmes. A catch and shoot three is way too strong. He didn't even draw iron, and a rebound for Miami. McClellan quickly up the floor. Knocked out of his hands by Jordan Roper. Out of bounds and back to the Tigers.
Off his knee. Knocked it off his knee.
Quick hands by Jordan Roper, who's going to get credit for a steal there. His second of the game. And Jordan Roper in ACC play is fourth in the conference in steals. We're seeing really quick hands out of the senior guard from Columbia.
The Tigers switch it around a little bit here in the offensive set.
Man-to-man for Miami. Avery Holmes left wing with the basketball in a three-point game. Bounce out top to Blossom Game. Backs off. A long two on the way is good. 25 for Blossom Game. His foot was on the line, but it pulls Clemson within one, 60-59.
He scored Clemson's last 8 points.
Timeout, Miami. Blossom Game imploring the crowd to get up as Clemson is within one of the eighth-ranked team in the country. 5:47 to go. Drop into Gold's Gym of Clemson or the 24-hour location in Anderson and kickstart your fitness goals today. With membership starting at only $19.99 a month, now's the time to join. Find out more at goldsgym.com. Tim, after the Louisville Pitt game the other night on ESPN, they had some time to banter about ACC basketball, and there was some dissension among the analysts of who's the most underrated team in the country right now. One analyst said Iowa and West Virginia. And then Dan Dockage took Clemson.
How about that?
There was some big-time dissension there, and Dockage said, hey, hold on now. You've never coached. You don't know what it's like to try to win at Syracuse, win at home against Louisville, home against Duke. They've done it 3 times in a row. Now they're trying to add a win over the eighth-ranked team in the country to that list. Miami's number 8 in the land, 13-2 on the year. They've got the ball, but they only lead by one as they inbound it into Jaquan Newton in the backcourt, and Avery Holmes is locked in on him defensively as the Tigers are back to a man-to-man. 5:39 to go. Newton off the dribble. We'll bounce it to Jaquiri. 6 on the shot clock. He drives, loses the handle in the right corner. Muscles up on Brady Travel. 9th turnover of the game for Miami. The Tigers get the ball back, trailing by one with 5:27 to play.
Great job of Sidy Jete moving his feet.
And a great job of the entire Tiger defense, not letting Miami work the ball around with their guards there, because Jaquiri had it outside the arc with 6 on the shot clock. He was uncomfortable there. He tried to drive. That was good defense, but the kind of defense you want from Sidy Jete. Here's Grantham off a screen. Gets it out top to Holmes. Holmes will drive inside. Leave it for Grantham, top of the key. Penetrates. Stops at the elbow and gives the Tigers the lead with a left elbow jumper. A dozen for Dante Grantham. Clemson to the lead by one, 61-60.
Nice pull up.
Miami in the other direction. From right to left here at the well. Back to the basket for Devon Reed. He runs right over Jordan Roper. The ball's loose. Sidy Jete dives for it. He hands it off to Holmes. Go figure. Sidy Jete dives to the floor to give Tigers a steal and get the ball back. And a one-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go. Jordan Roper's looking for Blossom Game. His eyes are locked on the junior from Alpharetta, but he's dribbling the ball from high on the right with 13 on the shot clock. Jete offers a screen with 8 to shoot. Roper comes off the screen, penetrates, tough layup knocked away by Jakiri. Jete has it stuck in the corner, and a shot clock violation. Great defense by Miami. Tanya Jakiri poked the ball loose from Jordan Roper, and Jete did all he could to save the possession, but with his back to the basket, he was in no position for a turnaround three
right.
as the shot clock expired.
All right, Rodriguez is in the game, replacing Murphy. So they're kind of downsizing to Clemson.
Rodriguez, Newton, Reed, McClellan. Four guards on the floor right now for Miami. As we approach 4 minutes left on the clock, Clemson on top by one, 61-60. Rodriguez calling for a clear out. He's one-on-one with Holmes. Picks up his dribble. Offers the Reed. Reed slices inside. Missed the shot. Grantham taps the rebound away from Jakiri. Into the hands of Holmes. Here come the Tigers on a break. Holmes will bounce it left corner. Roper, baseline jumper. Got it. 11 for Jordan Roper. And the Tigers lead by three. 63-60.
Timeout, Miami.
Jim Larrañaga will call his troops together as the Tigers have put together a 6-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes. How about Clemson's defense holding the 8th-ranked Hurricanes scoreless over the last 3 minutes, Tim?
Yeah, they haven't scored since the 6:36 mark.
63-60, Clemson on top.
Tigers 12 of 21 from the field in the second half.
Well, you can excuse a win at Syracuse without Jim Boeheim. Then, when you win at home against Louisville, you were on your home floor. That's a good win, but that kind of stuff happens. Then you beat number 6 Duke, people start talking. If you polish it off with a win against number 8 Miami, wow, that's an NCAA resume if I've ever seen one.
And oh, by the way, we still have to play Virginia Tuesday night. There's no doubt that.
Well,
Clemson has played the toughest schedule so far to open this season.
There's still a lot of basketball to be played here. 3:33 left. The Tigers' defense is ratcheted up over the last 3 minutes and 8 seconds. But they still only lead by three against an electrifying offense in Miami. They've got some guards, and they've got the best big man in the ACC in Tanya Jakiri. So let's see what Clemson can do here as we've got a timeout on the floor. 3:33 to go, 63-60. Clemson leads Miami. This is Solid Orange Clemson Basketball Premier Field Sports.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
ShopChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
I've got a pest I need to fix.
Sounds like a job for Terminix.
Is that who you think I should pick?
Dude, they handle it all, from roaches to ticks. Like, that's how those guys get their kicks. They've got tools that are super sick and serious wounds they can definitely inflict.
So, Terminix is pretty slick.
Your bug conflict will be over quick, and all those pests will be running for the sticks.
Then maybe I can finally get some chicks.
Now that would take a magic trick.
Nix pests for good with Terminix. Call 1-800-TERMINIX or visit TrustTerminix.com.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
Miami has the basketball. Clemson on top by three, 63-60, 3:19 to play. McClellan has it at the left point, gets it out top, a three on the way from Reed is short. Grazes the front of the rim, goes out of bounds, and back to the Clemson Tigers. Reed was red hot in the first half, went 3 of 3 from the outside, but good defense by the Tigers forcing a deep contested three there, and Clemson will get it back with 3:12 to play and a three-point lead over the eighth-ranked team in the country.
Yeah, Reed's at the 33% three-point shooter for the course of the year.
Avery Holmes working against Rodriguez, who's a very good defender. Dribbles all the way over to the left wing. Holmes trying to clear out some space. Gets it to Grantham. Back to Holmes on the left wing. Left alone for three. It's short. Bounces off the top. And a foul called on Jakiri. That'll be his fourth.
Going to be Clemson ball. Not a one-on-one.
Six fouls against Miami. Five against Clemson. Possession arrow in favor of the Hurricanes with 2:53 to play. Clemson basketball with a three-point lead. They're on a 6-0 run right now. 25 for Jerron Blossom game tonight. Inbounds goes left corner to Roper. Roper tries a left wing three. Bullseye! Jordan Roper, his second three of the game. He's got 14, and Clemson leads by 6. Grantham steal. Steal by Sidy Jatte. Hands off to Jordan Roper. Roper looks for Grantham on the right wing. A three on the way. Thumped it. Offensive rebound by Sidy Jatte. Throws out top, and Grantham will get it over to Holmes. Slow it up. Slow it up. 2:23 to go.
Sidy Jatte stole the ball in midcourt and then got the offensive rebound.
Clemson with the basketball. 66-60 the lead. Spins a pass down to Blossom game. Selfless pass to Jatte. JB with the feed. Jatte with the rim rocker. Clemson by 8, 68-60. An 11-0 run for the Tigers. McClellan. Pump fake on a three. Scoops it back over to Newton. Under 2 minutes to go. Newton comes off the screen. Drives left to the paint. Feeds right corner. Reed for a catch and shoot three. Air ball. Rebound Avery Holmes. Clemson on a break. Jordan Roper straight to the rim. Lays it up and in. It is deafening in here. 70-60. 13-0 run for the Tigers. Here's Rodriguez. He penetrates. Layup rejected by Sidy Jatte. Oh, did they call a foul? That was all ball with both hands.
He just caught the ball.
Sidy Jatte just sets the ball on the ground like the gentleman that he is and laughs it off. 1:26 left. Clemson 70, Miami 60. A 13-0 run for the Tigers that just came out of left field. I mean, holy smokes.
Miami has not scored in the last 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
Angel Rodriguez to the line. Missed it. Ah, 70-60, Clemson by 10. 1:26 to go. A second free throw coming for Rodriguez. The eighth-ranked team in the country, which led by 3 moments ago, is on the ropes. A swish on the free throw. It's a three-possession game. Timeout, Jim Larrañaga. That's the final timeout for Miami. 1:26 left. Both teams are in the bonus now. 1-1. 6 fouls against each team. Possession arrow in favor of Miami with 1:26 to go. Clemson 70, Miami 61. Where did that run come from, Tim?
Well, the run came from defense. They finally got some stops. And Sidy Jatte's hustle. He only scored one basket in the run, but rebounding. He didn't even let Jakiri get the ball. And the one time he did, he forced a turnover.
Introducing the Tex-Mex Bacon Thick Burger, fire roasted peppers and onions, smoky Santa Fe sauce, and big cut bacon on a 100% black Angus beef patty, new at Hardee's. Who'd have thought there'd be any chance that Clemson's winning percentage in this three-game homestand would be 100%? Well, they're on the verge of it happening right now.
Got a chance.
1:26 to go, 9-point lead for the Tigers against the eighth-ranked Miami Hurricanes. Thanks in part to 25 points from Dante Grant, from Jerron Blossom game. He's one shy of a career high. Grantham has 12. Roper with 16. The Tigers have seen the three ball start falling in the last couple of minutes. Jordan Roper with an electrifying three. And now Miami will pressure the ball on the inbounds. Clemson has to go the length of the floor. 1:26 left. And they will get it into Avery Holmes. Holmes trapped in the corner, needs help. Somebody's got to get there to him. They feed Grantham. Grantham in a timeout called by Clemson, rather.
Right.
It's Ron Blossom game calling the timeout for Brad Brownell. With 1:20 left, 70-61. The Tigers still have to finish this thing off. Miami is capable of scoring in a hurry. They've got the three-point shooters.
Oh, yeah.
They are one of the best free-throw shooting teams in the country. And they've got one of the most electrifying offensive players in the ACC in Sheldon McClellan. So,
and he can make some deep threes, as we have seen.
Yeah, McClellan 2-for-4 from the outside. And I want to say both of them were NBA range. As the Tigers will have the basketball. Miami, they're going to pressure the inbounds, but with 25 on the shot clock, once Clemson gets across half court, you'd imagine they have to foul.
Yeah.
And Clemson has been one of the best free throw shooting teams in conference play, even including the bigs. Jatte, 22 of 29 in league play from the free throw line. Landry Noko, 12 of 13 from the line. In conference play.
Now the question is, does Clemson just have 5 seconds to get the ball across the timeline?
I think they've got more than that after a timeout.
But it depends who called the timeout.
It was Blossom game that called it.
Yeah.
So it'll be Clemson to inbound the basketball. We had a game recently where the same situation happened and they took more than 5 seconds to get it across half court. And it was still legal. Inbounds goes to Roper. Roper being pressured, trying to get it across half court.
Wow.
And a foul called on McClellan. That'll be McClellan's second. And Roper will go to the free throw line, where he's 2-for-2 tonight. He's got 16 points. Roper above 80% on the season. He is the guy, one of the guys, you want at the free throw line. You look at this winning streak, Tim. There have been some fantastic clutch free throws. Roper with the big ones at Syracuse after DeVoe's three-pointer sent it to overtime. Then it was Avery Holmes in the final seconds of the win against Louisville and Duke. And now it's Roper at the line to shoot one and one. And he knocks down the first. 71-61. Miami looks rattled. I don't think they knew that was 1-1.
They didn't act like it, did they?
No, they sure didn't. 71-61. Here's the second. Got it. That was pure.
18 for Roper.
72-61. Clemson by 11. Here's Newton up the floor. Lost it. Stolen by Avery Holmes. 2-on-1. Straight to the basket. Layup falls out. And the ball goes out of bounds back to Miami.
That's a foul on Clemson.
They called a foul on Sidy Jatte. Going over the back, trying to get the rebound. And that'll be fourth on Jatte.
Coach would have preferred that.
Just pull it out.
Yeah.
It was 2-on-1, and Holmes saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
He wanted to get easy points, but the way that we've been shooting free throws are pretty easy points, too. And now you got Devon Reed at the free throw line, 78% free throw shooter, with a chance to cut into the deficit with 104 to go. Clemson 72, Miami 61.
Now this is the 1-on-1, too.
Yep. Shot goes up. Swish. 10-point game. Clemson looking for a historic win. Got it. Miami able to pull within 9 with a couple of free throws. Now Grantham trying to get it in, and he gets it to Holmes. Now cross-court pass knocked out of bounds by Rodriguez, and it'll be Clemson basketball. Clemson has struggled, in all fairness, against the press this year, especially late in games. Grantham on the left sideline now tries to get into Holmes and does so. You'd love to see him just hold on to the basketball, and he gets checked there by Rodriguez. That'll be Rodriguez with a second foul of the game, and 56.6 seconds left as Avery Holmes goes to the free throw line. Holmes had 2 free throws with 3 seconds left against Louisville to seal the win. He had 2 free throws with 1.8 left against Duke to seal the win.
And have a 1-on-1 here.
He'll have a 1-on-1 here. He's got 2 points on the night. Pure. He's only 1-for-7 from the floor, but you'll take that free throw. A tap on the back and the head from Dante Grantham as Holmes will try his second with Clemson leading by 10. 56.6 to go. Flick of the wrist. And he buried it. 74-63. Clemson leads 8th-ranked Miami. Rodriguez up the left sideline, now brings it middle of the floor. At the right point, drives on Roper, poked away by Jordan Roper. Ball goes out of bounds, and back to Clemson. Roper with his third steal of the game. Scratch that, his fifth. That's a career high. Fifth steal of the game for Jordan Roper. Inbounds, Dante Grantham. He'll go to the free throw line with an 81% clip. Dante Grantham, 44.5 seconds left, and Clemson leading by 11.
Grantham's got 12 points in the game. Hit a couple of threes.
Jordan Roper, a career-high 5 steals against a Miami team that's turned the ball over 13 times today. Clemson only 7 turnovers. That was one of the keys to Brad Brownell's game today. He said at the top of the show, we want to execute our offense well, keep turnovers down, keep Miami off the free throw line. Decent job of that. Dante Grantham goes to the line where the Tigers have been perfect. They are now 14 for 14 at the free throw line, Tim. After Grantham connects on that free throw, he's got 13 points, 75-63. A second free throw for Dante Grantham. And number 15 makes Clemson 15 for 15. 76-63. 40 seconds left. Rodriguez from the right point. Off a screen. Steps into a three. Off the mark. Tip dunk on the offensive glass by Kamari Murphy. Inbounds goes to Avery Holmes. Holmes being pressured in the backcourt. Weaves around defenders. Up the left sideline. Holmes into the front court. 2 second difference between the shot and the game clock. Miami backs off. And the crowd erupts.
A record run. 3 consecutive wins over top 25 teams. Actually, all of them in the top 16.
For the first time in Clemson history, back to back to back wins over ranked opponents. The Tigers will take a shot clock violation. Miami will inbound the basketball. And hugs at center court with 2.2 seconds to play. As Miami will inbound the basketball. They'll get it to Anthony Lawrence. Brings it across center court stripe. And that's it. 5-1 in the ACC. A 5-game winning streak for the Clemson Tigers. And back-to-back-to-back wins against ranked teams for the first time in Tiger basketball history. The final score, Clemson 76, 8th-ranked Miami 65. And the Greenville Health System postgame show is coming up next. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield Sports.